time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick, serving you in the Valley with our last show as a brand. Nick is leaving us as we reported last week. What's up, Nick?
No, not much. I know. It's the last show. I'm leaving in a slow week.
Yeah, you are getting out while just before things get red hot here in the Valley with fall sports starting up in September. Today's the last day of August, and we are looking forward to some hot September action in the Valley. Football's big opening night is September 8th, Friday. And I'm sure for that Labor Day week, after Labor Day, there'll be a lot of, you know, games non-football leading up to that, possibly, right? On the 7th, 6th, 5th. And so we'll see. Cool. This show, we're going to get a final sort of look at summer through the eyes of an Eagle Tribune sports writer. You know him well, Nick, Jamie Pote. Will be joining us after the break to give us the lowdown and a little bit of a fall preview as well. So looking forward to that. Let's just get into it. Take a break. And on the other side, Eagle Tribune sports writer Jamie Pote.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here, and our one and only guest, Eagle Tribune sports writer, Jamie Pote. What's going on, Jamie?
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good to have you back.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is our little sort of Merrimack Valley summer wrap in terms of the things you covered and what stood out for you in the summer. I got to think top of mind is the trip to Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I did three trips back and forth. I think it was a Saturday, a Sunday, and like a Wednesday, I think it was. That was a lot of fun. That team was great to deal with. The manager, Steve Quinn, was terrific, and I had a lot of fun.
Salem, New Hampshire, right? Salem.
Yes. Yeah. So they lost to the Canton team to end it, and you know, to eliminate them from Bristol. But the main team ended up winning beating Canton.
Yeah.
And then going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. For the Salem Little Leaguers, was this a historical run? Like, had they not been that proud before?
The 13-year-olds were there in, they won the whole thing in 19. You're going to make me look it up. I have it, but I did a story on it because DJ Betancourt was on the team and his father was one of the managers. So they won it all. They went to Michigan. They won like the world championships that year. I just forget. I can look up what year it was.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
But besides, this was the first, you know, for Salem since that year.
Yeah. Quite a feat for these kids and quite a treat to go to the capital, the Little League International, right? Bristol, Connecticut, right?
Yeah. I had done back in 1996, I think it was. Mm. I followed, there was two Tewksbury teams that went pretty far. One went to the regionals in New York. The other one to the regionals in New Jersey, and that was a lot of fun. I hadn't had a team go that far since, you know, so it's so real. It's, you got to be deep. You're going to have three or four pitches. You're going to be good. And a rare treat. And I wrote about it at the end saying, I hope these kids remember this, you know, 20 years down the line, that, you know, it's certainly something special and something to be proud of.
Yeah, 100%. So that kept you busy for a good chunk of the summer. And then now I see lately the summer news has turned to kind of fall, because you're starting to write about football, like with Merrimack, and just writing about football in Andover. But actually, before we get into that, any final notes on the summer that sort of impressed you on this beat of yours in the Merrimack Valley?
I did a little bit of Hockey Night in Boston. So I did a story on a former Bruins player, Steve Hines, and his son. You know, playing in the elite tournament there, and Steve talked a lot about his career and what he's doing now. That was pretty interesting. I went down to the Cape, and I did my first Cape Cod League baseball game. I had never been down, and that was awesome. One of my best friends lives down in Falmouth, so I kind of scheduled it with him, and I went down to do a story on Alex Lane of Andover, and he was playing for Hyannis. Really nice kid, really nice. And my buddy and I, you know, I stayed over at his house. We did a little golf in. We went out to dinner, you know.
And I
took him my first game, and it was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed it, and I had never been. So I did that, did a little bit of the Boston Renegades, went down to their practice before they went to the their championship game out in Ohio. So did a couple features on a couple of those players. Yeah. I enjoyed that. That was interesting. I had never done that before either. Trying to think what else. I did a story on New England. I went to the New England College Baseball League there.
You know, NECBL.
Yeah. I met Brett Dunham, a pitcher, and did a story on him. And
where's he from?
North Andover. Yeah.
Okay.
And, so that was pretty good. You know, I enjoyed that. So kind of, a little bit of everything during the summer.
Yeah, that Cape Cod League player from Andover, where's he play for college?
He's at Northeastern. Power hitter. He wasn't sure if he was going to get drafted. He didn't get drafted, but big power hitter. He was, at the time I went, he was struggling a little bit with the bat. And tell you the truth, I forgot to look him up afterwards. But he was really, he's a big kid. First baseman, DH kind of type outfielder. Yeah. But and he plays for Northeastern, and that's a tremendous, tremendous program.
Yeah. That's funny when you go down, and that's usually how it works out, right? You're like, I'm going to watch this stud, and then he strikes out three times.
Well, actually, he didn't play the game I went.
Or that. They just don't play. At least they're there, though. You can interview them.
Yeah. So I met him before the game started that night. And, I really enjoyed it. He was a really, really nice kid. Very humble, very down to earth. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think I got to walk on one of those Cape Cod League fields. It was in the off season in the fall, because my wife had a job down there. I brought her down, and I think I got to walk around in the dugout. So I was like, this is awesome. I took my dog, actually, all around the field. I forgot which, man, it might have been Harwich, that team. I don't know. What team did you see?
I saw, who did they play? They played the Red Sox. The Red Sox team there. I forget which.
You went to Falmouth, right? Okay.
Yeah. And it was funny. So my buddy and his wife went, and we sat on the right field line, right by the foul line. And so one foul ball came right, bounced in between my hands and his hands, my buddy's hands, went to someone else. And then a couple innings later, I got up to leave for a minute. I come back, and another foul ball went right to him. We had two foul balls within like two innings of one another. We didn't get the ball on either one. It was pretty funny.
That's amazing. Jamie Pokes here, Eagle Tribune, sports reporter. Let's shift to the fall. I know you've done a little Merrimack football reporting. What's hot with them?
Yeah, so I'm going to cover the first two games, and then we're going to see how they do from there. They're supposed to be really good this year. So I had done a story on Dan Karen a couple of years ago for another paper. So I had some dealings with him, and I watched him when he was in high school. And the defensive coordinator, Mike Giannetti, is from Wilmington. So I covered his career in Wilmington, and I know him pretty well. Yeah. So I had a little dealings with them. I went down about a week and a half ago, and I got two stories coming out tomorrow, a season preview and a feature on the quarterback, Gavin McCusker, which is a pretty interesting story. He was sixth in the depth chart last year, and all of a sudden now he's a starter.
Wow.
So it's really interesting story. You know, the starter last year got hurt in like the third game, and Gavin came in. They lost that game against Harvard, went into OT, and then he went on a seven-game winning streak before they lost in the championship, you know, league championship game. Really nice story, and I think they're going to be good. If they're going to be healthy, everything from what I know and heard from before and the players I've chatted with, they're all pretty excited. So next Saturday is going to be a big challenge, though. They have Holy Cross. And so I'll be at that game, covering that game. Holy Cross is number 5 in the latest poll. And their quarterback, just looking at his numbers, he put up incredible numbers last year. Yeah. So I think that's going to be a tall task for Merrimack, but see how they do. And then from there, they play, I think it's a team from Virginia in the second week. And so I'm going to be doing those two games, and then we're going to, you know, play it by ear after that and just see, you know, where they're at and so forth.
Yeah, and that's Saturday, September 2nd is their opener?
Yeah. I believe it's 1 o'clock, I think.
At
Holy Cross. And so I'll be doing that. I got the boys and girls soccer high school beat. So I'll be doing a bunch of those games and features. And I just did the New Hampshire girls previews and capsules. Came out the other day. And the boys is going to come out Monday. And then Massachusetts will be probably late next week at some point. So I got that. And then I'll be doing, you know, football, you know, pretty much every Friday. And I'm going to do the Pinkerton Wyndham opener on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
New Hampshire. So I go back a long way with the Wyndham coach, Jack Byrne. He used to play at Tewksbury. And then the Pinkerton team, I'm interested to see because my cousin's kid is the quarterback, and his younger brother's one of the wide receivers. So I'm interested to see, watching him play.
Yeah, so that's a game you might have taken in anyway, even if you
were. Yeah, I'm excited because I don't see them often, my cousins, and so I'm excited to do that next. That's next Thursday, so I'll have that, and then the Holy Cross game on Saturday. I don't believe I'm doing a game Friday.
Yeah, it feels so good to get out there right for the first couple. Yeah, like this is great. I'm like, wait. How do I do this again? You get your notes. You're like, I got to put every play in there.
Yeah.
I got to keep the stats.
and Friday night's going to be, it's always been crazy for me anyway, but I keep the stats as I go along. And then by the time the game gets over, I have basically an hour to get it into the Tribune.
Yeah. You know,
we get about 10:30 deadline. So by the time you get out of there.
Box score and all?
Box score and all.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep stats on the fly almost, or at halftime at least. Yeah, it's like you can't after the game add up 3-yard run, 7-yard run, 10. Yeah. You got to kind of do it on the as you go.
I've always done that anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, every fall you get, you know, football's around the corner, you get pretty excited. You know.
Yeah.
And then week 6, you're like, oh, this is long.
It's a grind. It's a grind. Yeah.
It's a grind.
Yeah, and for Massachusetts is now an 8-week grind, and then the playoffs.
Right.
You know, right. So and then, you know, once before you know it, it's Thanksgiving, that game doesn't count, and then the Super Bowl's a week and a half later.
Yeah.
On to the next basketball, hockey.
But I'm looking forward to it. Right. You know, and I assume I'll be doing a few other assignments, you know, as well with the Tribune, but mostly it'll be soccer and football and Merrimack football.
Yeah, Merrimack football is so good. I mean, you don't have to tell you because you covered Tewksbury all those years, and you got them, Bill Ricka, with that rivalry there. And then you got Chelmsford's been solid lately. Central has been good, real good. Methuen had a breakout year last year.
I think the MVC is going to be absolutely dynamite this year.
Yeah.
Central's always very good. Andover's been really good the last
four. Andover, I didn't even. Andover was undefeated for the most part in the regular season.
Yeah, but Thorne brings back, you know, the two Eason brothers. Haverhill, they get Rob Pike coaching now, and they bring back that quarterback. I forget his name, but he put up some big numbers last year. Tewksbury is always good. They're going to be in the mix. Bill Ricker is, very good. Chelmsford's going to be dynamite with the Brown kid, you know, and they bring back their quarterback who had a real good Kyle Wild. He had some real good numbers last year, and against Tewksbury, he was very good. Drake, it's on the way back. They get a little ways to go. And who am I forgetting?
I think Lawrence is the only one that's Lawrence and Lowell. Been a little down. Yeah,
a little down. I don't know much about Lawrence.
Yeah,
but you know Lowell. You know, I think they're going to be fine with him as a coach. He's got a great background, and I think they're going to be on the way up. So it should be very competitive. And then they have that new league alignment. I don't really know too much about it right now. It's kind of weird. Did you see that?
No, we haven't seen that yet. We'll look for it. They split the divisions differently now.
It's split, and I haven't chatted with anyone yet exactly. how it's going to be set up. But yeah, I mean that's going to be really interesting, and I think it's going to be a true dogfight every week. And there's so many good teams out of that league, you know.
Yeah, 100%. All right, well, Jamie Polk, great update as usual from the Merrimack Valley Sports Reporting gig you got at the Eagle Tribune. You can follow him at the Eagle Tribune, Jamie Poe. And I think you mentioned a couple stories. You said they'd be out tomorrow. Well, this airs next week. So those stories will already be out.
Oh, okay.
So everything will be up to date and fresh as of Thursday, August, 30th? 31st, I think. Yeah, 31st is the date of this airing.
Okay.
So, but the bottom line is this, folks. Just go to EagleTribune.com. Follow Jamie Poe and the rest of the staff there and the sports reporters. They do a great job in the Valley. Jamie, thanks again. We'll dial you up maybe later this fall, seeing how we're doing.
Yeah. I always enjoy coming on and chatting sports with you. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate it. Have a good one, my friend.
All right. You too, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it for the final time. Thanks, Jamie Pope. And Nick, kicking it to you one last time for your final moment in the Valley.
Yeah. So we're going to the Valley. We got some college commits. We have, you know, Cam Karen, 16-year-old New Hampton prep star from Dracut. He's only 16, but he is already committed to Northeastern for the 2025 season. He's a 6'3", 195. 5-pound power forward. Sounds like a really legitimate prospect there out of Dracut.
Nice. And we're going to stick into football where North Andover's Zach Zinter, he was a Buckingham Brown and Nichols School alum, offensive lineman for the University of Michigan, named a captain.
Nice.
So Michigan captain, North Andover product. I love it. He's a big boy, weighs about the same as me, definitely better distributed weight for sure. Than I have, but he's a At Michigan, he was part of two Joe Moore award-winning offensive lines, 21 and 22, the first back-to-back winners in history. So he's part of some really good offensive lines there.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, they made the college football playoff last season.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're ranked pretty high again this year. I know their coach is suspended for a couple games for buying recruits cheeseburgers.
Oh, geez. Preseason All-American. He's a senior, first team, AP, second team, Sporting News. He's got a lot of good things going for him heading into his final season with Michigan, Tom Brady's former school. All right, that does it for our Moments of the Week in the Valley. We're looking forward to having more Merrimack Valley talk in terms of games being played, season starting, so it's going to be exciting. Here we go, another school year starts up, and Nick is leaving us. Yeah. 10 years in the making, this little Nick and Nick brand will probably just be called the North Shore Sports Desk with Don Nicastro. Nice and simple. Can't really do too much with one person's name. But that's it. We started at 104.9 FM, as we reported last week, and it's been a 10-year run, August 2013 to August 2023. Nice and clean.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know Merrimack Valley was only a few years, but I kind of really like sinking my teeth into this area as well. You know, tons of good sports traditions over here as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got to get on the horn with people like Chuck Adamopoulos, Central Catholic legendary coach, mm-hmm. Who stepped down. And we, you know, we talked to the Andover coach, Perry. For football, Fazio for Andover for basketball. We just met a lot of good people, you know, not to mention Alan Habino, girls basketball state championship coach.
Yep, juggernaut.
He was great with the girls on the field hockey for Andover and basketball for Andover, Drake at girls basketball. We had, you know, Methuen girls. We had a lot of great athletes that we mentioned. Oh, Lawrence, boys, hoopsters.
Yep.
That was a good memory, you know. Right from practice, they had a great season. So that's it. Absolutely. All right. Any final message to your stunning amount of fans here that you've crafted since January of 2022 in the Merrimack Valley, about 18 months here?
I mean, you know, the Merrimack Valley sports scene is going to continue to go on. And it's going to be good. It's still going to be good.
No matter Nick is around or not.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for all your dedicated service since 2022 in January at the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Nick. Appreciate your long, distinguished run. All right. We got to cut you loose. It'll be just me. You get to hear me and our guests. We'll get more. The more guests, the merrier, because if the less guests, I have to listen to just my voice. So we will take care of that as best we can. All right. See you, everybody. Thanks for joining us. See you here every week on MSRNewsSports.com.